Well, thanks for indulging me. I was thinking about this as I was coming over to the studio today, and I was thinking about how you interview all these coaches and you get their stories and you learn about them, and you have an amazing story. And I thought, I love hearing your story. I mean, the things that you've done, it seems like you're the type of person that really chooses experiences in your life. I mean, you've been swimming with sharks. In your coaching practice, you've taken people out on retreats on a boat and taught them how to sail as you were coaching them. And you've done so many different things. You've worked in the IT industry, and now you're doing a radio show. So there's something about you and what you do that I just think is really interesting. I think there's a story there. And, you know, I just love to hear from you. What, since you do choose your experiences, you know, since you're obviously very selective, you're not going to spend your time doing something that isn't really worthwhile and fulfilling to you. What is it about coaching for you? What are maybe the two or three things that keep you living coaching in your life?
That's a good question, Naheed. Because I've been able to, and I love the way you put that, choose my experiences, it's easy for me to do that. And it always, it doesn't seem like it always was. I mean, there was a time when there was strife and struggle and stories about, you know, why I couldn't have what it is that I wanted. And there was, I began to study myself as an objective viewer, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to study other people and look. I love the way Julio Araya says it. By looking through the eyes of someone else,
mm-hmm. You
may be able to view the world or learn from the world. I mean, he didn't say it that way exactly. You know, Julio is so elegant in his speaking, but that's really what I started to do in the early 80s, is look from the eyes of other people and wonder if who they were being in their lives would be something that I would choose, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to look from what's possible in that way. Am I making sense there?
Well, let me see. What I think I'm getting from you is you begin to think about your own behavior and almost watch yourself as if you were on video, and then also watch other people and really notice that people were making choices about how they were coming to the world. And maybe that empowered you a little bit to begin to see what choices you had.
Yes, and they weren't always making choices.
Mm-hmm.
However, what they were experiencing in their life and their stories, how they were living what they were experiencing in their lives, whether they were coming from strife and struggle, or whether they were coming from, oh, wow, a new learning,
mm-hmm.
or, hey, I'm an expert in this, I began to notice that there really isn't much difference between anyone other than what they're saying about who they're being or what they're doing in their lives.
Yeah, that's pretty profound right there. So you and me and somebody else, we all have the same opportunity. But the story we make up about the world and about our role in the world and about what's possible and what's not possible, that tends to dictate our world and
yes.
our real experience. So you notice this.
Yes.
And you notice some people were just on autopilot, because I love the way you talk about people's automatic way of being.
Mm-hmm.
And so this must have been a big enlightenment for you.
Oh, definitely. And you mentioned me swimming with sharks, and that happened in June of 2007. And I was in Fiji, and interestingly enough, my girlfriend, who was a brand new scuba diver at that time, and who was down there with my husband and myself, actually was getting her deep water dives there, so she took the training to get her diving certification here in the States,
mm-hmm.
yet she, you know, being in California, the water is very cold. So we planned for her to go down and do her deep dive so she could get her certification.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to this one, Binga Adventures is who they were. And on certain days they did shark encounters. The first day, she and I were the only two on the boat. For some reason,